From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A truck driver steered his speeding truck into a crowd in Nice, France, Thursday, killing at least 75 people and injuring 100. The crowd had gathered to celebrate Bastille Day, France's national holiday. France's Interior Ministry said the unidentified driver was neutralized, meaning he was shot to death by police. Officers later found the truck had been carrying explosives, grenades, and other weapons. The Paris Prosecutor's Office has opened a terrorism investigation into the attack. Vivian Walt is covering the story from Paris.
This will be an extremely unsettling and very distressing situation for the country. The country has only just begun to shake off its anxiety and grief that really kind of settles into people after the November attacks in Paris when 130 people were killed.
Vivian Walt. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is visiting Moscow in an effort to secure Russian cooperation in Syria. Kerry's 2 days of talks with the Russians are expected to touch on a wide range of issues, but leaked reports in the media suggest the U.S. diplomat is offering President Vladimir Putin something dramatic, a U.S.-Russian military alliance against the Islamic State group, Al-Qaeda, and other extremist groups in Syria. President Barack Obama says America is nowhere close to healing the mutual mistrust between the nation's police and its black community. Mr. Obama made the remark following a four-hour meeting Wednesday at the White House with leaders from both sides. The president said he wanted to bring people with different perspectives together to listen to each other. It was the second day of meetings on the subject of race. This is VOA News. United Nations officials accuse the Syrian government of President Bashar al-Assad of denying medical aid to hundreds of thousands of civilians trapped in besieged areas. Lisa Schlein reports.
A special advisor on Syria, Jan Egelin, says progress, although not enough, is being made in providing food and other relief to hundreds of thousands of Syrians in besieged areas. Egelin, however, says the United Nations and partner aid agencies have failed to provide medical care to all Syrian civilians in need in the war-torn country. He says too many people are malnourished and even starving because of lack of food. However, he notes the biggest killer is lack of medical services. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Speaking Thursday in London, British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson pledged to reshape Britain's global profile. He said Britain's withdrawal from the European Union bloc does not mean that it's leaving Europe itself.
On Europe, clearly we have to give effect to the will of the people in the referendum. But that does not mean, in any sense, leaving Europe.
Earlier Thursday, some European leaders expressed dismay at Johnson's appointment, using terms such as liar, coward, and joker to describe him. But in a phone call to Johnson, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry congratulated him on his appointment and promised to work closely with him. While the Donald Trump campaign is insisting the presumptive Republican nominee for president has yet to select his vice presidential running mate, U.S. media reports are saying Trump will announce that Indiana Governor Mike Pence is his choice. Trump has postponed the announcement, which had been scheduled for Friday following reports of the Nice attack. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton also is interviewing potential vice presidential running mates. She is expected to announce her choice sometime next week. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said Thursday her recent critical comments about the presumptive Republican presidential nominee were ill-advised. She said she regrets making the remarks about Donald Trump. She told the New York Times that she couldn't imagine what the country would be with Trump as its president and didn't want to even contemplate the possibility. U.S. Supreme Court justices almost never voice their opinions about U.S. political campaigns. Federal, state, and city officials are tightening security plans for the upcoming Republican and Democratic conventions amid heightened concern about the recent ambush of police officers in Dallas, Texas. U.S. Department of Homeland Security Director Jay Johnson told lawmakers he is concerned about the possibility of violence at the conventions and the prospect of demonstrations getting out of hand. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were up at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.